Hello, my darlings, and welcome to Our Sacred Universe, a podcast where we meditate together. Today, I wanted to offer you a womb healing practice. Our womb space is where we deposit a lot of our hurt, a lot of our pain, a lot of our suffering. I know usually when we think of the womb, we only think of women, but a womb space, or if you will, our sacral space, is something that everyone has. And so I invite you, whoever you are, to do a womb healing with me today. Before we get started, just a couple of housekeeping items. If you haven't checked out my book yet, it's out, and it's called 72 Keys to Manifestation, An Ancient Path of a Modern Day Alchemist. And it is a book that will help you manifest the life that you want. The book is built in 72 days or 72 chapters. You can do one chapter per day. And each chapter contains like a piece of information, an ancient knowing, a key that speaks to a particular aspect of energy work, and then a practice on how you can integrate that energy into your life so that you could manifest anything. The book is available on Kindle, it's available on Amazon and on Audible. So pretty much every format you can imagine. I wholeheartedly invite you to go on that journey with me. All right, my darlings, now we are ready to dive into the meditation. Allow yourself to grab a comfortable seated position or lie down. Make sure you're not going to be disturbed, and close your eyes. Imagine that you are seated under a large waterfall. This waterfall is majestic and falling straight from the heavens. Feel the droplets of this waterfall on your skin, all over your body, gently enveloping you in peace and serenity. I want you to imagine how the waters of this heavenly waterfall are being directed towards your womb space. Allow your breath to go there as well. On the next inhale, imagine sending your breath into your womb. And as you do so, feel it expand. Feel it prepare for the healing that is about to take place. On an exhale, I invite you to release some of the darkness that may be dwelling inside of your womb space. Imagine it as thin black smoke leaving your body. Take another deep inhale into your womb space and exhale black smoke out of your womb area, in your lower belly. Keep breathing in and out, using the power of your breath to ground and center yourself. Invite the healing vibrations of the universe to enter the sacred space of your womb through your breath. The universe is always here to assist you. You only need to ask. Stay here for a few moments, allowing the waters of the majestic waterfall to wash you over, allowing them to sip seep inside of you. And now, I want you to gently shift your focus to your womb space. I want you to imagine your womb space as a vortex of energy, moving haphazardly in a clockwise manner, being very active. It is moving with a lot of force. And as you focus on this vortex, you may notice that this vortex is not completely clear. This vortex is moving a lot of water and air around you, like a tornado. You're stuck inside of it. Imagine that you are hitting a pause button, a button that would enable you to hit pause on any and all activity inside of your womb. And as you press that button, notice how the vortex around you is suspended in time. It stopped moving. And all of the objects stuck in that vortex are suspended in midair, held up by an invisible force. There are a lot of objects that surround you, a lot of objects that you are holding on to in your womb space. Every object is a sign of an unprocessed emotion, a traumatic experience, pain, hurt, or disappointment that you have experienced before. The before may have been in this life or in another lifetime entirely. This doesn't make it any less true. As you are standing here, experiencing this temporary illusion of no time, you can examine the objects that are suspended in midair. As you look around, your eye may be drawn to a particular object in front of you. Draw this object closer to you. What is it? Can you tell what it is? Does it have a special significance to you? Even if you cannot see the object clearly, how does it feel to you? Does it have a color or an energy? Does it feel happy or sad? The fact that you are able to see this object is no coincidence. It means that you are meant to release whatever negative emotion that object represents. And so I want you to take this object into your hands and drop it down. You will notice that the vortex has a long tail, and that tail ends outside of your body. So when you're taking the object and dropping it down, it exits your auric field. As you release that object into the void, as you release it outside of your body, imagine letting go of a feeling or a memory attached to this trauma. Allow yourself to simply let that go. You may imagine that there are dozens of objects suspended in midair all around you. So I invite you to take each of these objects one by one by one and drop it down the shaft of the vortex that is now silent and immobile. Let all of these objects exit from the bottom of your auric field. All of those memories and traumatic experiences are no longer yours to hold. It is okay to release them. It is okay to let go. Allow yourself to do this deep cleanup work. Cleanup work that is both healing and gratifying. Taking the objects one by one, dropping them, watching them disappear from your womb and your life. All of the deep set patterns, all of the past behaviors, all of the pain and the hurt and the suffering. If you need a little bit more time for this, feel free to stop this recording and come back to it when you feel ready. Otherwise, I would like for you to imagine a second vortex of energy. This one, completely golden. Imagine that this second vortex of energy emerges inside of your womb space, inside of the first. It's somewhat smaller. Watch as this vortex starts to rotate clockwise, faster and faster, moving around, swirling and twirling. And as it does so, notice how the golden threads of this vortex, how the golden particles of this vortex are starting to clean up the vortex of your womb space, clearing away any of the debris and dirt from your womb, clearing away anything that is stuck to the walls, especially removing anything that is dark, starting with black clots of all shapes and sizes, then removing gray clots, certain clots and stuck energy that looks brown or red. Notice how the golden vortex gets to work, performing a spring cleaning on your womb, moving faster and faster, rotating quicker and quicker. Watch as it grows in diameter so that it penetrates the walls of your womb space, all of the cells inside of your womb. And as this vortex rotates, notice how the cells in your womb space starting to glow golden, because the vortex is imbuing parts of its properties into the walls of your womb space. Notice how each of the cells is undergoing a complete transformation. How the walls of all of your cells are becoming smoother. How they're starting to radiate golden light. Allow the cells to become saturated with this golden glow. Allow them to be filled to the very brim with this energy of cosmic alignment, cosmic healing, cosmic transformation, recalibration. Allow the vortex to start slowing down until it comes to a complete stop. And now I would like for you to imagine that it is starting to rotate counterclockwise. Moving slightly up and down, to the left and to the right, the vortex is starting to rotate counterclockwise. Every counterclockwise movement brings us back into the past. It helps unearth some of the things that we buried deep inside, some of the things that we are ready to release and let go. So as this vortex is rotating, all of these things that are causing your womb to be suboptimal, all of these things that are maybe causing you pain, all of the stuck emotions are starting to bubble up. I want you to imagine that there is a river, and this river exists to carry all of those objects out of your body, out of your lower belly area. So as this vortex of energy is releasing and is showing you some objects, I want you to imagine how the river of light is carrying those objects out of your body and into a portal of light. Here goes the first object, something that the vortex brought up to the surface. Whatever it is for you, don't judge it. Sometimes these objects are allegorical and metaphorical in nature. Sometimes they're abstract. Sometimes they're strange. Don't judge them. They represent what they're meant to represent. It is not your job to understand every single symbol. What you're here to do is let go. So focus on this first object that has been constraining the movement in your womb space. Watch as it drops into the river and notice how the river is carrying it out, out, and out of your body. Notice how another object drops, whatever that is. Allow the river to carry it away, far, far away. You may be noticing a whole slew of knives and swords and things that remind you of your childhood, things that remind you of motherhood, and other random objects. In this part of the exercise, whatever you're seeing is correct and true. You couldn't do this wrong if you tried. Whatever it looks like, however big or small it is, allow the river to evacuate that object outside of your body and into the portal of white light. As soon as the object hits the white light portal, it disappears from you, view. It gets transformed. Every object is energy. Energy is meant to be in motion. It's to let the universe do what it shall with that object. If it feels good, I invite you to focus on your left ovary and imagine that it too is ready to release some suboptimal things. You may imagine a smaller golden vortex rotating counterclockwise in your left ovary. And in, and thanks to this vortex, all manner of objects, a whole slew of objects, is starting to leave the constraints of your ovary and travel down the river. All of your thought forms, all of your beliefs, all of your emotions stuck in this part of your body are ready to be evacuated. I'm ready to be released into the portal. Allow them to go. It is not your job to hold on to them any longer. The universe has your back. You do not need to hold on to your trauma from the past. Let the river remember. Allow yourself to let go. So watch all of the objects that are floating in the river. All of the things, all of the garbage, essentially energetic garbage that seeks to leave your body. Can you see how much of it there is inside of you? All of these random objects, parcels, scrolls, things big and small that have been constraining your life force, that have been constraining your movement, that have been constraining your creativity and your happiness. It's time for them to go. I want you to momentarily shift your focus to your right ovary if you so desire. And imagine a third golden vortex starting to rotate counterclockwise here. And with this movement, watch as your right ovary starts to give off all of these objects into the river of light. All of the things that represent its particular facet of trauma. All of the stuck energy it has been holding on to, it is time for it to go. It is time for it to leave. Notice how the waters of the river are becoming faster, how they are working extra hard to help rid you of all of these clutter, of all of this unnecessary distortions that are stuck inside of you. Allow this process to take as much time as it needs to take. Feel free to pause this recording if you need more time here. Now, and if you're ready, I want you to imagine how the three vortexes, the one in your left ovary, the one in your right ovary, and the one specifically in your womb, are starting to slow down and disappear. I want you to notice that your womb feels like a large cavern. Large cavern. This cavern does not have to be dark. You may bring light into it if you choose to. You may shape it up to be whatever you want it to be. Feel free to paint the walls of this cavern in any color that you desire. You can make it pink, a periwinkle, a gold, a white, whichever feels best to you in the moment. I invite you to imagine that at the very bottom of this cavern, there emerges a deep lake. This deep lake is going to ensure the homeostasis, the balance of this part of your body for many weeks and months to come. I want you to imagine that you are dropping large bubbles into this lake, and each of these bubbles is a frequency, a particular energy emanation. What you crave energetically is going to be very different from anyone else. So allow yourself to customize your womb space to fit your needs. What is it that your womb truly desires? Is it serenity? If so, imagine that you're dropping a large bubble called serenity into the depth of this lake. And then that bubble fizzes out like a bath bomb, and it starts to fill that entire space, the waters, with energy of serenity or whatever else you have selected. Feel how this vibration is taking over your lower belly, and how it transforms how your lower belly feels. It may even bring a smile to your face. This is very pleasurable. You can add in other frequencies to your womb space. You can add one more at this time. Imagine it dropping like a bubble. Name it. Please make sure to name your bubble. Name that frequency that you want. Name that frequency that you cherish. Whether that is love or peace or joy. Whether that is creativity. Whatever it is that you wish more for yourself. Could it be abundance? Allow that drop as a bubble and start saturating the deep waters. Lastly, do one more bubble, infusing your womb space with yet another energy that feels good. Watch and feel how, now that your inner waters are saturated with these energies, all of these rays of light are starting to emanate from under the waters, as if there is an inner sun there. And it's starting to emanate upwards, filling your entire body with these three feelings that you have planted inside of your womb. Your womb is a very generous space. It always shares the energies that it has. And now that it doesn't have any barriers for holding on to high frequency vibration, it will help fueling your entire body with bliss and joy and all of the other things that you have requested. Now that we have performed this healing, I want you to press the unpause button so that time starts ticking away again inside of your womb space. You may notice that the original womb vortex is back in full swing, moving massive amounts of air and water, circling, twirling, and whirling, and doing all of the things that the womb needs to do to be healthy. Allow it to stay in this beautiful state of equilibrium, healed and infused with energies that would serve you. Now you're ready to softly start coming back. Shift your focus to the fact that you're still sitting under a large waterfall. And this waterfall feels also pleasant on your skin, cooling, elevating, joyful. Whenever you're ready, feel free to start wiggling your fingers and toes, maybe moving your shoulders, your neck, your arms. Feel free to open your eyes when it feels good. Welcome back, my dear one. I hope you enjoy today's healing. I hope that you hold on to these feelings inside, all these warm, beautiful vibrations inside of you for many days to come. I thank you for joining me on this journey. I'm sending you a big virtual hug, and I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.